And I know what it's like for a lot of parents now who have more than, I guess, one child that gets confused with their birthdays. Because, you know, I have three chihuahuas and I love celebrating their birthdays. And we just celebrated Coco's last week. She turned 12 on the 26th.
Getting older.
And I thought to myself, oh, you know, I was only explaining to you guys, I've got, you know, a birthday in August, got a birthday in September, and then I've got a birthday in October. So Ruben, it's his birthday next month, on the 8th of September, or this month. And then next month, it's Myrtle's, right?
My 4th of October.
So there's three 2 hours, one last month, one this month, one next month. Not rocket science. So I was like,
You get it, I'm not rocket science.
I'm so sorry for being confused.
That's okay. And this is the whole point, right? All right. If you're confused, you can understand how I got slightly confused, though, right? Because it's not rocket science. I thought I had it. You know, I even wrote all the birthdays on the calendar for each month.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, my God, Ben, I forgot Myrtle's birthday. Because her birthday's actually in June. I got her birthday mixed up thinking it was in October. So here I was saying, Myrtle, your birthday's coming in October. Ruben, yours is next week. And then I've gone and looked at the calendar. Myrtle's birthday was in June.
So you totally missed it.
Yeah.
And is this the dog that... Myrtle's the one that needs a lot of assistance, isn't
it? She's my disability... Well, she has a disability.
Disability, yeah.
And I felt terrible.
Do you think Myrtle felt bad?
Of course not. Dogs have no idea what you're on about.
Mummy missed me.
No, but...
Mummy didn't buy me any balloons or
all the other dogs. The more, you know, they get all of the cakes and
she took the old
balloons.
One, Coco, to McDonald's.
I did. Well,
got a trip to Macca's, its own trip.
And then Murdy's birthday was back in June. Here's me thinking it was in October.
And do you know what's really sad about this?
What?
Just seeing how they are with you. Myrtle loves you the most.
I know.
It's almost as if you don't love Myrtle.
So, hey, it happens, I guess, because I always used to judge people when, like, you know...
They forgot their pet's birthday.
Yeah, or their child's birthday. They're like, oh,
I love how you're putting them on the same level.
I know.
No, but it happens a lot. A lot of parents get confused. Like, it's like, oh, and I was like, how can you do that? I did.
When's Molly's birthday, Craver? Your dog?
No idea.
No idea?
No.
Jackson, do you know...
Henry.
Henry's birthday?
April Fool's April 1st.
Well, that's easy.
That's a nice, easy date.
Yeah.
So what's Murdy's birthday again, Jay?
It's changed. Well,
it's
no.
It's changed.
You still don't know.
I thought it was October 4th.
This seems
it's not. It's June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So what are you going
to
do?
Joint birthday party. I said, Ruben, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to celebrate a joint birthday next week.
So now you're stinging on their presents and stuff after you've totally insulted one of them.
I just want everyone to be so upset. I just want everyone to know it's okay to feel guilty, but you can make
it
up
terrible
to your loved ones.
Isn't it terrible, Jade?
Yeah.
How you remind everyone a year out from your birthday and almost do a countdown, but you forget others' birthdays.
I know, it's shameful. It's very
shameful. Where's the shame bell?
Where is it, actually?
It is.
Give it a ring.